Welcome to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode, we'll explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? It's your host, BK Bless. And welcome back to another episode of Lies Changes Truth. Today, we're diving into a topic that I know might be a little sensitive, and it might trigger some of you. But I believe it's one we need to explore honestly. It's the lie that women can fully raise boys on their own. First, I want to be absolutely clear. This is not about downplaying the strength, courage, or love of single mothers. I personally was raised by a single mother up until about the age of 14. See, single mothers are real-life superheroes. I mean, they step into roles that they never asked for, and they do it with grace, resilience, and determination. I see you, and I honor you. And Mom, you know I love you. Today, we're here to challenge the world's narrative that says a woman can single-handedly raise a boy into manhood without the presence of a positive male role model. We need to talk about the reality of that lie and the impact it has on our young boys. You see, society has told us for generations that a strong, independent woman can be both mother and father. And I get where that comes from. It's an empowering idea born out of necessity. But just because we can do something doesn't mean we should have to. And more importantly, it doesn't mean that that's the best thing for our boys. Boys need men. They need to see what it means to be a man. And yes, a woman can guide, teach, and provide a beautiful, nurturing environment. But there are just things about manhood that only another man can model. Boys learn manhood through example, through watching and interacting with men who live with integrity, discipline, and honor. The Bible speaks to this in 1 Corinthians 11:3. It says, "But there is one thing I want you to know. The head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man. And the head of Christ is God." This isn't about hierarchy. It's about order, mentorship, and responsibility. Men are meant to guide, to lead by example, and to show young boys what it looks like to grow into a man who submits to God and serves his community. Think about it for a moment. What does a boy see when he's growing up without a positive male influence? He's left to figure out what it means to be a man on his own. And too often, that means looking to media, to his peers, or even to men who aren't worthy of imitation. And the end result, we have boys who confuse aggression with strength, who think vulnerability is weakness, and who see dominance as the only way to assert their masculinity. I was lost for years because I followed the men that I saw on the street. I followed my friends who were just as lost as I was. See, I thought being a man was being tough and chasing women. This only led me to drugs, alcohol, and a handful of times sitting in jail cells. Let me share this powerful quote from Tony Dungy, a former NFL coach and motivational speaker. He said, "The real strength of a man is in his ability to show love, to be vulnerable, and to sacrifice for those he loves." Boys need to see this kind of strength modeled in their lives. They need to see men who are strong, and not because they can dominate others, but because they can lead with love, vulnerability, and respect. That's a key. And here's the thing. It's not just about presence. It's about intentional presence. It's not enough for a man just to be in the house or in the community. He has to be actively involved in the boy's life. Boys need men who are invested, who show up, who teach them by example what it means to walk the path of manhood. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Some of you might even be saying, what about all those single mothers who've raised successful sons? Yes, they've done incredible jobs. But we have to be honest. Those boys didn't become men in a vacuum. Maybe it was a coach, a pastor, an uncle, or a teacher. There was some male figure in their lives who stepped in to fill that gap, even if it wasn't their father. Proverbs 26 tells us, "Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it." But for boys, the right path often involves seeing a man walk the walk, live with integrity, and show what it means to be a man who loves, leads, and respects others. Women can and should direct their sons, but they should also feel empowered to seek out positive male role models so they can fill in those gaps that they can't provide alone. Now let's dive into a bit of psychology. Now, I'm no psychologist like my daughter. And let me tell you, my wife hates when I talk studies and statistics. She says, "Oh God, you and your statistics." But studies show that boys without father figures, they're more likely to face issues with identity, discipline, and emotional regulation. They're also more likely to become drug and alcohol abusers and indulge in antisocial behavior, more likely to be truants, runaways, and dropouts, which of course makes them more likely to live in poverty, and then more likely to be criminals. This is because they often struggle to understand what healthy masculinity looks like, because they don't have that model at home. And look, this isn't a new problem. Even in the Bible, we see example of men who are fatherless or lack strong male role models and struggle because of it. Think about it. Even Jesus, though born of a virgin, had Joseph to raise him. God didn't send his son into the world without a father. He provided Joseph, a righteous man, to raise him and teach him what it meant to be a man in this world. So, what's the solution? If you're a single mother raising a son, I'm not telling you to give up or even to feel less than. I'm saying, let's recognize the importance of male influence and seek it out. Whether it's a pastor, an uncle, a mentor, or even a male family friend. Boys need to see men living out godly masculinity. And it's okay to ask for help. I mean, it's more than okay. It's necessary. Pastor D.D. Jakes once said, "It's not enough to teach our sons how to be good men. We must teach them how to be godly men." And godly men don't just appear. They're shaped. They're mentored, and they're shown the way by other men who walk that path. And to the men listening, whether you're a father, an uncle, a coach, or just a man in the community, you have a role to play. If you see a young boy without a father figure, step in. Offer him your wisdom, your time, your guidance. Boys need men who will show them what it looks like to love, to lead, and to be vulnerable. Psalm 68:5 says, "Father to the fatherless, defender of widows, this is God whose dwelling is holy." God never intended for boys to grow up without male guidance. And as a community, we have the responsibility to stand in the gap when needed. So, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this thought. It's okay to admit that we can't do it all. It doesn't make us weak. It makes us wise. Recognizing the need for positive male influence in the lives of our boys, it's not about failure. It's about giving them the best chance to grow into healthy, responsible, and godly men. And mothers, you are amazing. I mean, Mother's Day is way more lit than Father's Day. But seriously, you're strong. And your love for your sons, it's undeniable. But remember, you don't have to do it all alone. And men, it's time to step up. Our boys need us. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." See, no one is in this alone. Not single mothers, not fathers, and not the boys who are growing into men. And together, with God's strength, we can raise up the next generation of godly men. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share it with someone who you think might need to hear this message. And if you have time, leave me a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's topic. You can connect with me at Lies Changes Truth on Facebook and at Lies_Changes_Truth on IG. I want to thank you for joining me today on Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And as always, let's keep uncovering the lies, making changes for the better, and walking in the truth together. Stay blessed, stay truthful, and stay you.
This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be all right, you're gonna be all right. Be a motivator, be an innovator, be the best you. Block out the haters, winners fail and fail, but a failure quits. Go through the fire, cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain, it might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up, to move all these mountains, knock down these walls, and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you, see through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now, can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears, no more paranoia. This is destiny, time to grab a hold. This is meant to be, time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.